This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. It is the word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Want to welcome all, wherever you may be, receiving this broadcast on live stream, Roku, or other devices. Have on the set with me co-host David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You're well?
I'm doing well.
We're going to hear you before long, but first, I have to my right the migrant. And they're going to be ministered a song that you're going to like. Here I am to worship the migrant.
Oh,
Thank you. God bless you. The My Girl. David Brown, been this ministry from the day you were born.
That's right.
Amen. I believe your parents came here in the summer of 85. And then you were born after that. This young man has a great voice. Really good. And I'm blessed to have the singers with me that God has put here. But you see, that was God's plan for my ministry. That was his plan to bring forth fruit that ministered the gospel in song. Ministered the gospel in song. You see, the gospel is a kingdom, or gospel of the kingdom, and that's power. It's not word, but it may be word, but word and power. And that's what goes on in Water of Life worldwide. It's a great blessing to have this group of singers ministering the power of God in song. David, you were born here, graduated Plano High School, is that right?
That's right.
Elementary as well. And then when you graduated from high school, there was a decision in your life that God had to make. He will everyone if they will humble themselves and let God direct their paths. And I know for a fact your mother wanted the will of God for your life. She told me so. And by that time, I had some confidence that she meant it. A lot of people say they want such and such, but they don't mean it. It's just talk. But your mother absolutely was sincere. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you tell us kind of what happened to you after graduation?
Well, after graduating, it was not really in my heart to go to college. I didn't really know what I was going to do. But it wasn't very long that God told my mom to hire me and began working at her at the place she was working at.
Let me say something. Both your father, mother, and older brother, all college graduates with degrees.
That's correct.
But it wasn't right for you.
That's right.
All right, let's go.
So God told my mom to hire me at her place of business. She needed some help doing the accounting work. So I began right after graduating, July 2008, began working as an accountant and worked at that company for about 3 years. And really learned a lot there, accounting-wise, but also just situations that God put me in. Overcame a lot of fear. Had to deal with a certain person that God, I just really had to stand up and stand up to what was going on in the business, that things that weren't right. And I learned a lot, overcame a lot of fear. And then God led me into another job.
And
worked there for about 3 years doing accounting. And then last year, I switched to a different job. So I'm on my third accounting job after high school.
Amen. Well, your father is a CEO. He also was a CPA. Mm-hmm. Your mother is an accountant, right?
That's right.
Has a degree in accounting. And then here you come, and God says, I don't want that for you. Yet, he puts you in accounting. And from what I know, you're a very good one. You see, I know this about college. I've been there 6 years. College will give you some preparation for what you're going to do, depending on your major. But most of the time, when you get out, and go to work You're going to do what the system tells you.
Right.
I happened to be a veterinarian, and I got to do what they taught me somewhat. I adjusted it. Amen. But let's go on. What happened after you worked there? You're presently working there. Mm-hmm. But I want to know about your music ability.
Okay. Well, I've shared this before, but beginning as early as fifth grade, my mom encouraged all of us kids to play the piano. So that was the first instrument that I played in fifth grade. I played for 1 year, and then in sixth grade, I began playing cello in the school orchestra. And I played that all the way through high school, I guess 7 years or so. And I've thought about this recently, but Plano, I went to school here in Plano, and Plano schools are known for being one of the best orchestra programs in all of the state of Texas.
Amen.
And I don't think that's a coincidence. God put me and my family in this city, and we learned various things from it. My senior year of high school, our orchestra combined with the band won the best or the top full orchestra in the state of Texas.
Amen.
And so that was a good experience. I learned a lot through there, but my senior year of high school, I also began playing the guitar, the acoustic guitar, at the encouraging of my mother, and also began playing the bass guitar. And I've been playing those with the worship team here since 2007.
You played both here, right?
That's right.
I recall when you started them. You know, I don't in any way mean this to demean you, but all of our musicians got offended, not all, but many, and they left. And you were not very big. And your brother, who's what, 6'3"?
Now he is, yeah.
Right. He wasn't very big either.
He was much smaller than I was.
And I thought, Lord, I'm sure these people think I'm abusing children. But I said, this is God, and look what came about out of it.
Amen.
Great blessing. You played that, but you have a talent that not everybody has, and that you have an ear that can hear. Music.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Sounds.
Right.
I want to share something with you. I was a veterinarian, did a lot of horse practice, and when I first started listening to the chest and the abdomen of a horse with a stethoscope, I mean, they're huge, and there are a lot of sounds in them. And I'll tell you how we were trained. Get your stethoscope and start listening. That's the best way to learn, according to the university where I went. And I knew that was true. And at first, there were so many strange sounds. And you couldn't tell. I couldn't. No one else could either in my class could tell what it meant, where it was located. But after a while listening, you know, you start hearing, oh, so that's where it's at. And this is it. And that. Tell me about sounds of music.
Well, you encouraged us back in 2010 to listen to the professionals.
Right.
And I began listening to professional gospel singers and listened to how they would do their music. I listened to primarily the quartets, such as Bill Gaither, Ernie Haas, and I just developed it. With that combined with playing the guitar, obviously beginning in music starting in fifth grade, but once I started playing guitar, it started clicking for me something about the guitar, just learning how music works together.
Amen.
And so guitar combined with listening to how the professionals do it, it just started coming together. And I began listening how they would do their music. And actually, in 2010, when God told my mom to post our worship on Facebook, pretty quickly, I know I thought this, and I think she did too, but we thought it would be right eventually to record all of our musical instruments and then sing to them. At that time, we were mostly singing along with her playing on the piano, but we had all these various instrument abilities in our family. And I remember thinking, you know, this would be really neat if we could record all these instruments and then sing to them. And sure enough, I guess beginning in late 13 or 14, we began doing that very thing, making the musical tracks of all our instruments and then singing with them.
You know, I am a word person, a minister of the gospel, an apostle, prophet, preaching the word, teaching the word of God. And in 1 Corinthians 14, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth said, there are many sounds and none without signification. I know every musical instrument has a different sound.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this. Is your ear trained to hear each individual sound, or is it sometimes just normal, natural, just playing with your hearing with your ear?
All the tracks that we do in orchestra, I learned to play by reading music.
Okay.
But when I started playing guitar here with the worship team, it was all by ear. It was listening, hearing what the music was and playing along with it. And so that's where I began to develop playing by ear, which is much different than playing by reading music. And having played guitar and bass, and also I played a little bit of drums. I know Daniel is our main drummer, but I spent a little bit amount of time playing with worship music, playing some drums as well. So just kind of playing the various instruments, you know, I can hear generally what type of sound we want to put on our music. And having a little bit of experience with all the different instruments, it just all comes together and becomes one sound.
You know, my mother...
You've got about 10 minutes, by the way.
Oh, we're not limited.
All right.
Thank you. My mother played by ear. And she started playing when she was a young girl. And her mother decided to give her some music lessons. And she took six. And the teacher said, if I keep teaching this girl, I'm going to destroy her. Let her go and play by ear. My mother could play just about any song. She couldn't read music. Some she could. But she could read it enough, I guess, to start, get a sound, and just take off on the whole thing.
Right.
I know my mother played no telling how many songs, but many more than 100 on a piano and would sing them all growing up. And she would get me to sit by her when she could. She wanted me to be a piano player. I said, no, thank you. None. I'm glad you did and others. But I'd sit there and she'd get me, try to get me to play with her. She taught me chords. That was the end of it. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm out of here, Mother. I'll listen to you, but I'm not going to hear. I'm not going to play a piano. And always wanted to sing. That wasn't my forte. look what kind of a voice I have. You know why my voice is this way? Fighting devils constantly. Wicked spirits, evil spirits. They hit my voice, they do yours.
Amen.
In ministry and song. Boy, they'll shut you down. Amen. Well, why don't we get Paul, Peter's, to come up and do a song, and then we'll talk some more.
Okay.
Jesus paid it all, I believe is right. Paul Peter.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, now indeed I find thy power. Died my soul to save, my lips shall still be peace. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
Producing some tracks. Did you have anything to do with the track on that song?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Kind of the producer, huh? That helped?
Yes. Yeah, that one was primarily Philip and myself.
Okay.
Philip played the piano. I played the guitar and bass. And then we both did quite a bit of the producing.
Philip's your older brother.
Yes.
He's an electrical engineer, right?
Yes.
Right. Now, you've done a couple more, one or two. What songs are they?
We've done Who Am I? We did that one actually before Jesus Paid It All.
That's what I thought.
And then we've done I Shall Not Be Moved for the Sweet 16.
Right.
And those are the recent ones. We've done earlier last year, we did Holy Highway.
Right.
And then, of course, the newest one, Old Rugged Cross.
Right. Gonna air from here tomorrow. First time, a song that I grew up hearing in church. My mother playing it and singing it. I must say something to the church. They like that song to be sung sad, in sadness. My friends, that song is not a sad song. It's not a sad song. That's a religious spirit that guides you to cause you to like that sadness. That is not the Spirit of God. And now, I am an apostle, prophet, boldly telling the church throughout the world, the Old Rugged Cross is coming forth tomorrow out of this ministry. And it's not sad. Not one bit. Thank God. I heard it. I knew these people, all of them. They're my people. And I'm glad they say that. I never expected this song to be sad. And the first day I heard Terry sing it, I said, thank God. Thank God. So I want to say that. You got any more you want to say?
Just that I'm thankful to God for what he's done in all of our lives. It's all, he's the one who's given us all these abilities and talents, and it's for, to minister, and it's for his glory. And that's all.
Yes, and I want to say, all of you were brought by Jehovah, our Father, to me, to this ministry. God assimilated all of it. I had nothing to do with it. And Sweet 16, 16 voices. And out of that 16, out of those 16 voices, there's about 8 or 9 groups that sing. You'll appreciate what God has done if you appreciate God through this ministry of song and power. Now, we have one more thing to do. Terry Brown is going to come and do that.
Who am I?
She's going to do Who Am I? Let's go. Terry Brown.
Is it appropriate to do Who Am I? Since they did this track for us and you're talking about this today, I'm also very honored and blessed that my children would be able to do this, and we're all just blessed to get to serve God in this way. And so you said it, Who Am I? And I feel the same way that the Lord would do all this with our lives. So they made this track for me to sing along with, Who Am I? Of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly,
Invite you to visit Water of Light Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.